You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM as we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me in a moment from his home on the southwest side. Good show coming up for you today. We're going to talk some high school wrestling in particular with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament. It was a big weekend. And we will talk about it with Wyatt coming up here in just a little bit. Look back at last night's Alabama win over Ohio State in the national championship game in Miami. We'll talk about that. Look ahead to 2021 just a little bit as far as the crystal ball is concerned. And your comments welcome at 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to anybody out there, 319-366-1600. That is also our phone number. If you'd like to reach us via the phone lines, again, 319-366-1600. And welcome aboard, whether you're listening in on the terrestrial radio stream at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the other options for you, and there are many. The stream at kgymradio.com. as well as the KGYM brand new mobile app. We encourage you to download that or your smart speaker. Any combination of those, you can pick up the program here today. And we also have our podcasts available at both our website at kgymradio.com as well as Apple and Spotify. Mark Dukes, good afternoon. How are you today with the sun out?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And digesting that national championship game last night. And it's another big game in college basketball tonight with Wisconsin visiting Michigan. And unfortunately, some news in college basketball closer to home.
Yeah, and let's just start there and get that out of the way first of all, Mark, and shed the light on that.
Well, Drake has encountered COVID problems in its program and had two series at least move back, including that one last weekend against Loyola that everybody anticipated. And now the UNI-Drake game, I forget the scheduled date of that. That's coming up in the next week or so. But that has been called off as well. Drake will not return to the court until, I believe, January 30th. So the beat goes on in that regard. Whether those games will be made up, I hope so, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks, Drake is going to be off, so that's too bad. But it is 2020-2021, and we try to overcome that. Darren DeVries is going to try to overcome that as well, and they'll hopefully get those games in. Probably those games are going to be made up more than other games because of the fact that they are they were the traveling partners. I'm doing that. I'm not doing it, but you can picture me doing that in air quotes, Mark. But the Missouri Valley was taking a trip back to yesteryear and going with traveling partners, and they didn't go back-to-back with those. They were just going to play those in a one-off a couple times because Drake and UNI so close, obviously. But first one of those is at least pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, and if memory serves, I think you and I and Drake maybe only scheduled to meet once. I could be wrong about that. But that game is called off for right now, and we'll see if it gets made up.
319-366-1600, as that is your college basketball news close to home today. And let's get into college football from last night, as Alabama with the 4-touchdown victory over Ohio State. The beat goes on. Another national championship. Saban passes the legendary Bear Bryant as far as Alabama national championships is concerned. And really, It was tied, but basically because Alabama fumbled the ball in the red zone. Other than that, it was Ohio State defensive backs trying, watching the backsides of Alabama receivers a lot last night.
That's for sure. And, you know, I'm as wrong as I am right most of, you know, in the prediction business. But this one went just as I anticipated. I thought Mac Jones and the receivers, that was going to be too much for Ohio State. I did not believe Justin Fields in particular and Ohio State in general could play as well as it did against Clemson. And that was very much the case. I mean, and Devontae Smith barely played in the second half because of injury. He had 215 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Incredible.
And that 215 was more than Justin Fields passed for in the whole game. I mean, Alabama, 621 yards total offense, Mac Jones, 464 and 5 touches. And Ohio State will decry the fact that it lost running back Trey Sermon on the first series. You know, they got another guy to plug in there, I'm pretty sure. He's a good one, no doubt about
it. Master Teague, yeah.
And the absence of 3 starters on defense. But you know what? I don't think it would have mattered a whole lot. And Alabama is your national champion.
Yeah, it wasn't going to matter. Alabama won that thing and won it going away. And I'm with you. I was not surprised at all. And Alabama's the best team there is, period, this year. Now, of course, the flavor of the day being the flavor of the day, and, of course, everyone anointing Alabama as the dynasty to beat all dynasties. Not sure that's the case. They've been very, very good for the last 15 years. But before you put them above Gino Auriemma and the UConn women as one example, or Iowa wrestling back in the day as another example under Dan Gable, pump the brakes a little bit on it. Alabama will be very good again next year. There's no doubt about it. They lose a bevy of pros this year, but they'll replace them with 4- and 5-star guys that are – been practicing against this group for the last season and will be magical and ready to go in their own way.
They will, I'm sure. I mean, Alabama's been in 5 out of the last 6 college football playoff championship games, and that's very impressive. There's no question about it. The Tide has not won back-to-back titles. Now, I don't know if that's a requisite for being a dynasty or not. Nobody has won back-to-back national championships since Alabama did it in 2011 and 2012. I mean, you talk about all-time dynasties. Don't forget about Bud Wilkinson in Oklahoma winning like 40, 50 straight games back in that day. Quite a different era, I know. You can't deny Alabama is outstanding and has been and probably will continue to be. But, yeah, I agree, pumping the brakes on – the greatest dynasty of all time. Please do that. But we have a question looking forward, our poll question at KGYMRadio.com about next year. Who will win next year's national title? Will it be Alabama or someone else? Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, having been serving customers since 2003 in Iowa City.
Yeah, the final poll rankings are out. Of course, Alabama is your national champion, with Ohio State moving up one spot to number 2, despite losing last night. Clemson, 3. A&M moved ahead of Notre Dame, so A&M put them in the 4 spot, put Notre Dame in the number 5 slot. Then 6 through 10, Oklahoma, who, of course, won a bowl game and the Big 12 championship. Georgia ended up at number 7. Cincinnati at number 8. Iowa State, Mark, at number 9, one ahead of Northwestern in there at number 10. So that is your top 10, and we'll revisit Iowa State coming up here in a moment. BYU 11, Indiana is 12. Next time we see the Hoosiers will be in late August or early September at One Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. We'll talk about that in a moment. Florida, Coastal Carolina, and Louisiana, 14 and 15 right there. Iowa, moves up one spot. Hawkeyes will finish the 2020 season at number 16, one spot ahead of the Liberty Flames. Then you got North Carolina, Texas, and Okie State. Ball State, Mark, ends up at number 23 and Buffalo at 25. Hooray for the MAC as they get a couple of teams in there. But Iowa State gets a top 10 finish for Matt Campbell. And, of course, we talked yesterday about all of the parts and pieces coming back for the Cyclones in 2021. And, boy, things are looking good as far as Iowa State football is concerned. And Iowa looking fairly solid as well as the Hawkeyes come in at number 16. Cyclone fans, is that where you anticipated Iowa State ending up? Number 9, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. I honestly thought Iowa State would be 8, but I think 9 is not a bad spot.
Well, you can debate that, the 8 and 9 spot. Cincinnati, I thought, was deserving of that. You could flip the 2, and I wouldn't be upset about that either. But the way Cincinnati played against Georgia, I thought was very impressive. I thought Iowa State got what it deserved. This is a team that lost 3 games, granted, to 3 ranked teams. But you factor in it won the regular season championship in the Big 12 and played everybody in that league, won a bowl game. That's very impressive. And I think for a 3-loss team, Iowa State should be pretty satisfied with that. As far as Iowa goes, I don't have any. Iowa moved up one spot without playing a bowl game or its Champions Weekend game against Michigan. But I thought the way Iowa played down the stretch, winning 6 straight games, that was impressive. And, next year's preseason poll is going to look much like this one. I think, by and large, you have teams like Alabama and Clemson who are going to be up there. Of course, I think Oklahoma will be up there in the top 5. Where will Iowa State land? Again, it won't matter in the preseason poll, but it's great recognition for both programs.
It is. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the text line. 319-366-1600. Our friend Cyclone Tim today lets us know that this Iowa State grad is quite satisfied. There's nothing wrong with number 9 in the country. And even I know everything is ready to go for next year and whatnot, but even next year, number 9 is not a bad place to finish in the grand scheme of things as you take a look at the world of college football. I think you take a top 10 finish every year. Now you may want to get your opportunity to play for a national championship or at least get into the college football playoff, but nothing wrong with finishing in the top 10 each and every year.
No, I don't think so. Again, it could be a point of debate whether, Cincinnati deserved the number 8 spot. Iowa State, should it have been 8? I just think you can throw a blanket with a slight edge to Cincinnati in that regard. But tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Dennis Dodd, the college football scribe from CBSSports.com. Everybody has got the best time to, Mark, and I usually do this with the high school polls. The best time to come up with your poll preseason for next year is the days following this year's season because it's all fresh in your mind. You know who's got whom coming back, etc. And everyone's coming out with their way too early top 25s for next year, Dennis Dodd included. And the usual suspects are in there, as you mentioned. He's got Clemson. Most people have Clemson as number 1 basically because of the quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei, coming back next year. He got the start in the Notre Dame game and performed exceptionally well. The quarterback play is not going to drop off a whole lot at Clemson. I think they're really going to miss Travis Etienne, though. And some of the guys on defense, Skowski as well, we'll see. He's got Oklahoma number 2. Chance to be Lincoln Riley's best team at Oklahoma. How about that, huh?
Very interesting. Oklahoma played very, very well down the stretch. There's no doubt about it. And with Spencer Rattler back at quarterback, and I'm not sure the exact numbers on returning starters, but that Oklahoma's going to be a tough out, as well Iowa State in the Big 12.
Speaking of that, Georgia in at number three in the preseason. JT Daniels is back, and Georgia basically returns their entire defense. Poor Alabama starting the preseason at number four. I mean, my gosh, is Saban in trouble? I kid. Yeah, new quarterback, new running back, couple new wide receivers. Patrick Surtain not going to be back. Linebacker Dylan Moses isn't going to be back. But they've got a young man by the name of Bryce Young who came in at the end last night, who is going to be really good. A little bit bigger addition of Jalen Hurts for Alabama, if you can do that little comparison right there. He's going to do just fine.
Ohio. Well, I don't imagine too many tears will be shed if Alabama does indeed take a step back. But I would expect this is a plug-and-play program by and large. And, you know, replacing some of these skilled players is going to be difficult. But, you know, Alabama lost a couple receivers to the NFL. And look what they had last night. I mean, just a dominating performance in that regard. And they'll get a running back. You know, don't worry about it. They'll have some defensive players. But number four in the preseason, that's interesting.
Yeah, Robinson will be the running back next year. Ohio State at number five, best in the Big Ten. Iowa State at number six for Dennis Dodd in the preseason. How about that? He goes on to say in the little write-up, quote, he chose a loaded Cyclone squad, that is Matt Campbell, over the pros. Campbell gets back his quarterback, the nation's leading rusher, and a star linebacker. It's Big 12 title or bust in 2021.
Can't really disagree with it.
Except Oklahoma's going to be really good. And Iowa State's got to go to Norman. So we'll see. It's going to be fun. Cincinnati 7, LSU at 8. As they've got a lot back, quarterback back, coming back, most of the defense coming back for Coach O. North Carolina at 9 and Texas A&M at number 10. And then quickly, just go down the line, Notre Dame, Florida, Indiana at 13, USC, Miami. Iowa will start the preseason, according to Dennis Dodd, at number 16. Number 16 right there. Favored to win the Big Ten West, says Dennis Dodd. Oregon 17. And to answer the question Mike and Marengo poses, where is Texas ranked? Since they are playing the Nebraska card and firing coaches that have winning records, Mike, Texas preseason number 18 next year. When has Texas not been rated in the preseason?
Yeah, and they finished, Texas finished 19th in the AP poll this season at 7-3. And ended up cleaning house, and I mean Texas is not going to be devoid of talent, I don't think. But whether it can rebound and compete against the Oklahomas and the Iowa States of the league, that's the biggest challenge right now.
Coastal Carolina, number 19, can the Chanticleers do it again? We'll see. Okie State, Wisconsin at 21, NC State at 22, Liberty 23. Mizzou at 24. Mizzou's going to be pretty good next year. We'll see how it plays out. Louisiana at number 25. So that's his top 25 going into next year.
Well, fair enough. And we'll see when we arrive at August next season what the college football landscape will look like. And we've talked about it more than once, that Iowa-Iowa State game. And plus, Iowa has to play Indiana. Very early, a ranked team. And Tom Allen garnered some National Coach of the Year honors today. It's going to have 19 starters back on that squad. A talented quarterback is going to be back from injury. So Iowa will not have an easy easy slate next year.
Yeah, and Cyclone Tim reminds us the Iowa team from 1985 was number one for 5 weeks, as you know, Mark, and I know. And Iowa fans will consider that one of their best seasons. And they finished 10th. Iowa State finished 9th. So, yeah. Yeah. No no problems right there. 319-366-1600. Let's see. Also weighing in, 0818. Not many states in the country can claim two top 20 college programs as the state of Iowa can. And I would agree with that. Very good point right there. 4702, and I can see I looked this up as well. Not an Iowa State fan at all, but did you guys see the schedule they have next year? They have everything listed in order. The Big 12 has not come out with the dates for their games next year yet, 4702. So they've got the four away games listed and the four home games listed in a row. So that will not – Iowa State will not be on the road for a month and come back home for a month. That is not the way it's going to be.
No, not at all. And one of the texters saying that Iowa should be ready for Colorado State next year. Colorado State Rams are the fourth team on Iowa's schedule next year. Iowa, of course, opens with Big Ten play against Indiana and then goes to Iowa State. Followed by non-conference games against Kent State and Colorado State. So fair point there. I don't know a whole lot about Colorado State, but I'm sure Kirk Ferentz wants his team to be ready every game.
Not a bad team, the Rams, but better be ready for them. They'll come ready to play right there. And for Iowa State next year, I know Iowa will be at home. They go to UNLV. There's going to be a ton of Iowa State fans, if able to travel, that are going to be headed to Allegiant Stadium in Vegas to see the Cyclones take on what has been a really bad UNLV program. And Dave Kokin's the first one to let us know that. And UNI, of course, the Panthers. And they will be coming off a spring season. By the way, Indiana State pulled the plug on their spring season today as far as football is concerned. Interesting. It's about a month away from getting that going. So we'll see. Cyclone Tim says with the Iowa State schedule next year, forget Oklahoma. I just worry about UNI and Iowa to get things rolling. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of time. A lot of water will go under the bridge before next August. Let's hope not choppy waters.
Yeah, the UNI situation is interesting because I think it opens late February, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
A schedule that was pushed back because of COVID, of course. And that'll be a very, very interesting turnaround should Iowa or Northern Iowa complete its so-called spring schedule and then go right in to fall camp and prepare for the fall season.
February 19th, the Friday night, UNI will open at home, I think against Southern Illinois, but I would have to double check on that. Mike and Marengo, Petrus needs the spring season. I think every college football program, Division I, FBS in America, needs the spring season this year after not having one or a summer session basically last year. I think you're going to see the play. If spring football is available to play this year, I think you're going to see the football a lot better next year, the quality of football. Not that it was bad this year, but just more reps, and you're going to see better brand of football next year. That's all there is to it. I don't think you're going to see the chasm, basically, between the top handful of teams and the rest of FBS like there was seemingly this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Spring drills are so important, and every coach will tell you that. And it's a fair point by Mike there on Spencer Petras. He went into this season just, you know, cold like so many people, so many players. And it will be definitely a benefit.
No doubt. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600. High school basketball coming your way tonight here on KGYM on 107.5 FM at 7:15. It'll be Linmar at Cedar Rapids Prairie. The Lions and the Hawks will go at it. Phil Dunn and myself will have the call on that one tonight at 7:15. By the way, if you have not heard, Iowa State men's basketball postponed tomorrow night. The game against Kansas State down at Manhattan has been postponed. K-State is going through some COVID issues. Iowa State will not play the Wildcats. So, instead, we will carry the women's game tomorrow night. Iowa State will host Oklahoma State. As two of the top teams in the Big 12 will go at it, and that will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for you, 6:30, the tip-off. We also have our first Westwood One game tomorrow night at 7:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be a good one. Texas and Texas Tech going at it in the Big 12. So mark that down on your calendars. We'll have a new North Region game high school-wise on Friday. Our game was postponed as well, so we'll get that to you coming up tomorrow. A lot of postponements going on. All right, we're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz, some wrestling news coming out today, and we'll take a look back at a great Eckenrod over the weekend and more when we return. Gym Class for a Tuesday, coming your way on KGYM.
The playoffs are the best time of the year, and there's no better way to enjoy the action than to bet it this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the divisional round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. Kansas City Chiefs fans, you think your team's going to win? That's right, 25-1 odds. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. And this is not the only reason to use FanDuel. They have an easy-to-use app. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. And they feature fast withdrawals. When you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code COON so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst healthcare crisis of our lifetime. Hospitals, care centers, and their staff are overwhelmed, and it's getting worse. By now, we all know someone who's been affected by the virus, but there is hope. Vaccines are coming and getting closer every day. But while we wait for relief, you need to do your part. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain your distance. It's for now, not forever. This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are back at 3:32 here in the gym class on KGYM as we get ready to talk some wrestling with you with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament. And our wrestling talk on Tuesdays and Wednesdays is proudly brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee, conveniently located right over there. And Wyatt joins us after a big weekend on the mats, certainly, and you were over in Van Horn, and we'll get to that coming up in a moment, but there was a little bit of news today. There were some rumblings about some potential changes or what is going to happen as far as the state wrestling tournament and the dual state wrestling tournament is concerned, and that was kind of kind of squashed pretty quickly by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, who came out and said that nothing has been decided and will not be decided until 9 days from now on a meeting on January the 21st. So we have to wait until then.
Exactly. I guess I probably got the same email you guys did, and I'm not a real big Twitter guy, so I heard rumblings about stuff going around on Twitter, but I think on the 21st, when they come out with their what they want to do, I think you have to do it fairly soon so that schools and everybody and hotels and everybody can make accommodations. Something just has to be set, whether it's something we like or not. It's just something that has to be set so people can make accommodations. You know, it's one of those things like myself. You know, I had my reservations a year ago, so it's not a whole big deal to me, but some of these schools have to make reservations and get their stuff set to get ready for the state tournament as well.
Well, Wyatt, the idea floated out there, and I'm not sure whether it will gain legs or not, but is to have a three-day tournament, one class each day, and they wrestle from start to finish and the finals all in one day. I don't know if I like that. Do you?
Well, personally, no, I don't, because if they do it that way with a 16-man bracket, you can't wrestle to a true third place. You have too many matches. Not only that, you take away from the Grand March, which, you know, was normal on that Saturday evening. But at the same time, at least they're going to have a state tournament to do this. So I guess if you want to look at a positive, that would be one way of doing it. And then another thing, if they're going to limit attendance, maybe they would be able to allow more attendance by doing one class at a time or one day at a time and having the duels on Saturday.
Yeah, there's still a lot of things in the air, and we'll just let the folks in Boone take care of it and decide. It's going to be a one-year, hopefully, situation anyway, no matter what is decided. So it's not going to be – there are going to be things that are going to be changed. We do know that.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's maybe not something we like, but at least we're going to hopefully have a state tournament. And like I said, I think doing a one-day tournament, I think you may be able to allow more fans in there versus having separate sessions with different classes all day long. By the time you would have to clean it up, and the way disinfecting is going, maybe this would be the way to do it for this year.
No doubt.
Let's get into the Eckenrod tournament. Let's get into the Eckenrod tournament, Wyatt. And I don't know, 60, 70 ranked wrestlers there. That had a lot of fun.
Oh, it really was, you know, and actually there was a lot of, there was probably a half a dozen kids or so that weren't able to make it. Such as your three-time state champ, Matthew Lewis out of Centerville. He wasn't there. And Cade Tennell at 170, he's the number one ranked kid out of Bosco. He wasn't there. There's probably a half a dozen kids that weren't there. Whether it affected the team race or not, I don't know, because I think all three teams, those top three teams, were missing kids. So I think it was kind of a balancer between the three schools, you know, and if you noticed the scores, and the way we've been kind of doing some of these tournaments and streaming them, we start the finals a little sooner before the consolation semis are over with, because the finals always take longer anyway, and this way, hopefully that all the mats will get done at the same time. They'll be able to keep them full and keep them moving. And in this particular tournament, the place matches were finishing up at the same time the finals were. And I believe West Delaware was behind by 2 points going into that last match. And Felton got the fall to win by, what was it, 4 points, and four or five points, I guess it was. So, you know, coming down to the last match at a tournament of this caliber, you know, really makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And we'll get the individuals here in a moment, but were you surprised West Delaware beat Waukee, or was that expected? Got by Bosco as well. And
I don't know if it was really I can't say it was a surprise. West Delaware is just solid up and down the lineup. You know, they're still missing their 60-pounder. And at the same time, Waukee was missing a couple kids as well. Their heavyweight wasn't there, as well as a 26-pounder. So how many points that was, who knows. But West Delaware is just solid. You know, they're a solid dual team. And we can get to that a little bit later, too. But as well as Bosco, and they're missing a couple kids. All three of those teams are great dual teams as well as tournament teams. So I was kind of wondering how that would all play out, and I guess I can't say I was really surprised with West Delaware winning.
Yeah. Got to ask you about, before Mark gets in here, got to ask you about the guy a lot of people came to see. That was Drake Ayala. The young man out of Fort Dodge, the future Hawkeye, and he did not spend a lot of time on the mat. He was the most outstanding wrestler, but this guy's pretty amazing.
I don't know if Mark has watched him or watched him on tape or whatever, but I don't know if there's anybody in the state that can hold a straw to him, because you know, he had that however you pronounce his name, from East Marshall. And, he's the number two ranked kid that we have. And to beat him the way he did, and if other people have seen him on the Who's Number One on Flo, he is the real deal, and he'll be fun to watch at the next level at Iowa. And by the way, they'll be at Fort Dodge is coming to Jefferson this weekend for the Jayhawks. So if people want to see, well, wait a minute, no fans, but they can watch him because I'm streaming it. So,
well, that was my question, Scott, but I do have another one.
Okay.
And that is the matchup between Waverly Shellrock and Southeast Polk that occurred at the Dubuque Hempstead Duels this past weekend. And Waverly came up with a 36-28 win. And, of course, you always have to ask the question, were teams at full strength and whatnot, and also whether it will affect your team rankings?
As far as our team rankings, we just do the individuals. So until you get the head-to-heads, it doesn't play out much. Although, if you noticed, it wasn't Southeast Polk, but Aiden Riggins from Waverly beat Caleb Ratchin from Ankeny in a previous duel that day. So, and as far as the duels are concerned, I don't know if they're going to redo them quick before the state tournament or not, but it is interesting, you know, at the beginning of the year, and of course a lot has changed since then, but West Delaware beat Waverly in one of the first duels of the year. And then Southeast Polk and Don Bosco wrestled shortly after the beginning of the year. And now Waverly and Southeast Polk wrestled. And Thursday night, Don Bosco and West Delaware are slated to wrestle. So you're getting a kind of a round robin of all those three top teams in the state, which, you know, as far as duels go, the excitement in those is just something else, especially if you can have fans in there. And I believe they are at Center Point this weekend.
Yeah,
this Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, this weekend, a few other tournaments to talk about. Lisbon went up and won at Tripola. A pretty good field up there. Woodbury Central came all the way over from over in Sioux City. That had to be a heck of a haul. Denver was up there. Nashua Plainfield was up there. So Lisbon won that thing almost by 100 points.
Yeah, well, Lisbon's going to be hard to stop. And I believe they wrestle Don Bosco here in a couple weeks, or at the end of the month, if I'm not mistaken. And as you know, Lisbon is, they've got some real studs, just like Don Bosco does. Whether they can hold up to Don Bosco, I don't know. But they're a team to be reckoned with, just like they have been in the past few years between the two of them.
And Solon won over at Prairie City Monroe, the PCM Invitational, too.
They're also hosting their own Ed Haydenfeld this weekend. Solon's got a nice, mix of a team. One of the kids that I get a kick out of following maybe is Campman. I don't know if that's one of the Campmans that played for Iowa or not, but it's a familiar name. So, I believe he was a runner-up over there at PCM. So, Solon's got a nice, solid team.
As far as the metro area goes, Wyatt, I don't know if you'd call it a down year or what, but I guess the strength probably is what, Linmar and perhaps Xavier?
Linmar, Xavier, and maybe a little bit of Prairie, but you're right. I would say it's down. Linmar, you know, they're a top, maybe what are they, about a top top 10 dual team a lot. Of course, you got Nachtaboren, you got another Wempen coming up. I would say it's a down, as you see in the Eckenrod tournament. Wash and Jefferson were down quite a ways. I would say it's down year. Kennedy is also coming to the Jayhawk this weekend. With a lot of the tournaments and cancellations, there's a lot of different mixes with teams trying to get in, different tournaments, cancellations, which is why I think Fort Dodge is coming back, because they've had a couple of big tournaments that were canceled on them. So, but that'll help the Jayhawk this weekend.
Yeah, before we get to this weekend, Metro matchups, some pretty good ones on Thursday night. I know Prairie and Linmar are going to go at it at Linmar, tentatively scheduled right now, and then Kennedy goes down the street to take on Xavier. So a couple pretty good duels going right there on Thursday night.
Yes, there are in the city itself. But like I said, Thursday also is Center Point, Don Bosco and West Delaware up at Center Point.
Yep.
And I see the Iowa City schools, I think a couple of them had canceled or postponed their duels. So, and East is coming to Jeff this week or this Thursday.
Well, you mentioned the Jayhawk. That's a big one on the calendar at all times. And what's that? You mentioned Fort Dodge will be there. It's always a good field that Jefferson puts together.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad a tournament. West Des Moines Valley is going to be there this year. Pleasant Valley is coming in, but I know they're way down. Muscatine's got a couple of kids that won the Highland tournament this past weekend. Actually, there are a couple of football players going to Grandview to play football. Forest City, which is, a different school that's coming in. Boone and Cedar Falls are here, as well as El Burnett. So it's a nice field, nice little mix of 1, 2, and 3A schools coming in. You know, and Marion's got a pretty decent tournament as well. Got a lot of local or close-by tournaments this weekend with the Marion and Solon tournaments.
Yeah, Marion and the Haydenfeld over at Solon. Anything else around the state to take notice of this weekend?
Well, Cascade's got a nice little invitational this weekend, too, as far as the state goes. You know, it seems kind of early, but the Western Valley Conference Tournament is being held over in Western Iowa, as well as the Twin Lakes Conference. So already a couple of conference tournaments. And then you have the Bob Sharp in Ankeny with that tournament. But the ones locally, you know, the Solon, Marion, Jefferson, and Cascade Invitational, would be kind of the highlights.
Yeah. Ranking Southeast Polk is number one in your latest 3A rankings, just ahead of Waverly Shell Rock. Iowa City West in there at 5. Lindmar in there at number 10 as well. And then 2A, it's still West Delaware leading the way in that one. And I think it's going to be that way from start to finish. But you still got to wrestle things. And then and Bosco Lisbon are 1-2 this week in there. So not a lot of changes in your team rankings.
No, there really isn't. I think Bosco and Lisbon are kind of probably a step ahead of the field in 1A. West Delaware is probably a way ahead of in 2A. Osage is a great, probably a lot better tournament team than dual team, even though they're, I think they're ranked in the duels, but not like not like West Delaware. And in the 3A, you know, you got to go with Southeast Polk, Waverly, and Waukee. I would say them three are probably a little bit ahead of say Fort Dodge or Bettendorf. They just have a well balanced team between them all.
Yeah. By the way, to answer your question, Wyatt, 47-41 on the text line lets us know that is Aaron Campman's boy that wrestles at 170 for Solon. He should not have somebody that old already.
Isn't that the truth? You know, actually, I was talking to somebody in the past week or so. You know, some of these tournaments, you know, they're getting into the 37th annual, and it's kind of disgusting when you can remember when they started.
Or you were there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was there. You're right.
Oh, it's, yes, a lot of water under the bridge. That's the second time I've used that today.
Yeah, because my cousin was calling me today, and we were going back into the 73, 71, 72, 73 records, and it's like, holy cow. That's 50 years ago already.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. Oh, boy. All right.
I can relate, Wyatt.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun, you know, and speaking of old times, I guess, I had done an article on some coaches out in Western Iowa, and actually I think it's the Herb Ergens this weekend over in Western Iowa, over in Battle Creek, Ida Grove.
Oh, okay.
And Herb Ergens was the coach at Turkey Valley before Argus, and which was about my time, but I didn't realize he was from there, and just kind of an interesting thing about Herb Ergens.
Interesting indeed. All right. Well, have fun at the Jayhawk, and we'll talk next week.
All right. It sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You bet.
Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament joining us here on the Gym Class on Tuesdays as we talk some high school wrestling with you here on KGYM. We will take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class for you after this here on KGYM.
New year, new sportsbook. Get to know BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, by winning $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on Chicago versus Boston. And if either team hits a three, you win. Just sign up and use bonus code HANSEN100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Then bet with confidence all year long with BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSEN100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either Chicago or Boston to hit a three. Enjoy your favorite sports like never before and make 2021 a year to remember. Sign up with BetMGM today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You may not have been crowned the champion in your traditional fantasy football league, but DraftKings is here to help you make it rain. DraftKings is America's leading daily fantasy app, paying out over $7 billion to their players. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use code MAX. For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week with your first deposit. That's code MAX, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bergen KDV knows the power of community. That's why it's proud to be part of the ICR Strength Partnership. Bergen KDV has served the ICR area for over 20 years with business, financial, and technology solutions that promote growth and efficiency for your company. The local teams at Bergen KDV have one goal in mind, and that's building a lasting relationship while exceeding your business needs and expectations. At Bergen KDV, it's not a service, it's a feeling. Want to learn more? Visit BergenKDV.com.
Back with you here in the gym class in KGYM, and as you heard, Bergen KDV knows the power of community, and that is why we are proud to partner with them to bring you ICR Strength. As part of ICR Strength, we're working together to recognize some of the outstanding businesses right here in the corridor in Iowa City and in Cedar Rapids. Find out more by going to our website at KGYMradio.com. Scott and Mark with you for a few more minutes here. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 until 6. High school basketball tonight for you on 107.5 FM as it'll be Linmar traveling to Prairie in boys hoops tonight, and we'll have it about 7:15 tonight. News in the corridor today, Mark.
Yeah, and it was anticipated, I think, but Coralville and its new arena down there is going to field a ECHL hockey team next season, 21-22. That was approved by the league's board of governors. The expansion with Coralville and a team in Quebec, the teams both owned by the same organization. And so folks are going to have options between the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, the Waterloo Blackhawks, and the USHL, and now the ECHL in Coralville. So for hockey fans, that's got to be kind of exciting.
Don't forget the Dubuque Fighting Saints, too, by the way.
Yes, we do reach into areas of in and around Dubuque. I'm sorry.
Don't forget about Dubuque up there. All Quebec, right. Huh? Are they going to be the relaunch of the Nordiques? We can only hope that it's the Quebec Nordiques coming into the ECHL. I doubt it because there's probably about a million trademark problems.
I probably just
committed one right there, just saying Quebec and their former nickname.
Yeah, it's a really interesting league. I mean, and there's 26 teams in 19 states and 2 Canadian provinces, and it's that alone is interesting in my mind. But we'll have more on this expansion for Coralville upcoming.
Yeah. By the way, the Nordiques, they left Quebec City. When did they leave Quebec City? Now I got to look this up because now I'm in a rabbit hole. Founded in 1972. And, of course, they are now the Colorado Avalanche of the National Hockey League, which begins play today. Or no, I beg your pardon, tomorrow.
Exactly.
Tomorrow with a triple header. Looking forward to it. After Bowling Night in America, go home and watch the debut of the St. Louis Blues tomorrow evening. 319-366-1600 coming up on the program tomorrow. Mark Ironside will join us to talk college wrestling. Also wanted to kick this around a little bit tomorrow, perhaps, Mark, and that would be the start. We talked about 2021 football. You look at the Iowa football schedule, we only have about 50 seconds left here, but Iowa starts off, as you talked about, with Indiana and then at Iowa State, two top 12 teams in the preseason polls next year.
Yeah, we can certainly toss that around, and hopefully we get to that point where, you know, those games will be played as scheduled, and at least some fans can be in the stadiums, and be glad to talk about it tomorrow. Mark Ironside, he's going to preview a top 5 matchup between Iowa and Nebraska on Friday night in wrestling.
Yep, as the Hawkeyes will get the season underway. Yes, Wedge, 97-98 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you for pointing that out. All right, that's going to wrap things up on the Tuesday edition. Stay tuned, Todd and Alex, coming your way next. For Buttons, for Mark, Scott Unash saying thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tonight out at Prairie with boys basketball about 7:15.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call, but managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescriptions.